For contacting customer support, my name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code so I can locate an account?
84003.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name?
Kathy Smith, K-A-T-H-Y-S-M-I-T-H.
Okay, thank you for that information. All right, Ms. Smith, I do believe I've located an account. If I can ask that you verify your address in order for me to access the account, please.
471 North Brigham Avenue, American Fork, Utah, 84003.
Okay, thank you for that information. Let's open this up. Okay, so the account that I've located here, it looks like there was a contest entry for a Dyson vacuum. Looks like the account has been canceled. The charge for $59.89 is also reflecting as a chargeback from your financial institution. How can I help you today?
Well, I don't show credit from your institution. All I show is that so I actually paid you $59.89 with my credit card. Do you show that?
I do see.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to state, I do see that initially when there was that contest entry that was created online on the 14th of April, there was also associated with that contest entry a Bytes Hub membership. It's called Bytes Hub. It's a meal app. I show that that was partnered with the contest entry. That charge was $59.89.
I don't even know what you're talking about. A meal app. What in the heck is that?
Yes,
a meal app.
Do you recall doing any type of contest entry for a Dyson vacuum?
I did, but then I called and says, forget it. So I haven't received credit back for my initial entry.
Okay.
But the meal app is, no, that sounds shady.
Yes, ma'am. So in the terms and conditions of that contest entry, it stated that you would also be enrolled in the meal app plan. So I show that when you contacted your card company to file a dispute on that $59 charge, they charged it back to your card. So at this point, because the account went into chargeback status, because you've already handed the account and charge information over to your bank to handle, you would have to contact them back if you haven't received resolution. See what other options they may have for you. We can't touch the account. It's completely frozen as far as with offering any type of refund back.
You can't refund because they refunded. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. When you filed the dispute with the bank, that takes it away from our hands to be able to assist you any further with a refund.
Can you tell me, do I still have the meal app plan?
No, ma'am.
Am I supposed to get some kind of benefit from that?
Well, the service had been canceled when the account went into chargeback, so you no longer have access to the meal app plan. Since it's been canceled, it went into chargeback status on April the 19th. So that stopped all service.
Okay, so what about the, oh my gosh, it just sounds, I'm not talking about you, but it just sounds like a big hassle and a big scam. Oh, you get the free Dyson vacuum, and then they make you answer all these other questions, and then I just thought, like, no. No, so I didn't get the vacuum. I didn't get the plan, even originally. So if they come back to me and say this was a definite charge, then do I call you or do they call you?
No, they're at this point in time, since the account is already reviewed and the chargeback had already been posted on our end from the dispute being finalized, there's nothing any further that anyone here at the company can do as far as with crediting anything.
So you're saying that you charged me back and they charged me back?
No, ma'am.
Did you get credit back? You did not give me a credit back.
No, ma'am. So what happened when you filed the dispute, that charge was billed to your
account.
Yeah,
I understand that part. I understand that. You told me three times. But I'm saying I want to see you – where you guys credited me back on my credit card.
That's what I'm trying
before
to explain.
Before this dispute even happened.
Right, that's what I'm trying to explain. We've never spoken with you on behalf of refunding anything from our end. The bank gave you a temporary provisional credit during the time of their investigating the charge. Once they validated that charge, they charged the amount back to your card, stating and confirming that it was valid. So at this point, you need to contact them and see what else further that they can do to assist you. Our company has never refunded anything, nor can we at this time because it's already in chargeback.
Okay, so but you don't see, this is what sounds crooked is, and I don't mean to put it on you,
You're fine.
is that if I called back that same day and says, no, I don't want this anymore. That April 14th, you guys, even April 14th, you guys should have sent me back credit.
That's just the thing. We've never spoke with you on behalf of canceling or refunding this account at all. This is the only time that we have on file for speaking with you, which is today, and you're speaking with me. We've never been in contact with you, or there's not any records indicating that anyone has spoken with you on behalf of the account or the charge. So that charge was never tampered with on our end.
Huh. So I know I talked to someone and says I don't want this because you're making me charge this and this and this. Explain what a mill app plan is.
Yes,
They're
ma'am.
saying that I canceled the Dyson, but it kept going with the mill app.
No, ma'am. So the Dyson was just a contest entry for you to enter to win the Dyson vacuum. In those terms of that offer is where it's stated that there is a application that you download to your mobile device called the Bytes Hub membership. That is an application that includes different recipe guides, different meal app plans,
What's a meal app?
It's an application that you would download to your mobile device. It gives you different
Meal.
recipe guides.
No.
Yes,
No.
ma'am. So
Doesn't me. I
this
don't do
account,
recipes online.
yes, ma'am, it was partnered with that contest entry.
For recipe guides, what else did it include?
It gave you different meal app plans. It states here that it includes,
Oh, meal, MEAL. You're
yes.
talking meal, MIL, meal
No,
app
meal,
plan.
yes, an application for food recipe guides.
No, I still didn't do that.
Okay.
I still didn't get that either. So if I was supposed to get that, then I never did.
You would have had to download that to your phone. Go into your Play Store on your phone, your apps store, and actually download the service there. We just charge you for it monthly until you cancel it. But it's already been canceled due to the dispute. Everything canceled out.
Yeah, I never got any help from that at all. So it's kind of weird that you're waiting for the bank to decide
We
and they're
aren't
going to
waiting
call
for the
you.
bank. No, ma'am, we're not waiting for the bank. The bank does not have to contact us at this time because they've already finalized that dispute.
They finalized. They're not, there's no more investigation on their part.
Correct. That's correct. So I would suggest to contact them to see what other avenues they may be able to help you with as far as with the refund on that amount, because at this time we can no longer assist with the refund.
So you are with the Smooth Fit system.
Is that what the merchant name is on your statement associated with the charge?
I'm calling the number 855-457-3042.
Okay, is that the number associated with the $59.89 charge?
Yes.
Yes,
That's
ma'am.
what
I'm not
the
sure what
bank
the
gave me.
merchant billing name was say, but yes, ma'am, that would be correct.
Okay. All right. Oh my gosh. Can you see how deceitful that is still? I mean, they're like, here, you get a free Dyson, you can enter, but then they take your card and then they like expect you to like yeah. I'm sorry, if I were you, I would work for someone else. That's just not someone I'd work for if they're like sucking you into stuff that fast. So you're saying, can I get your name and number for them to call you directly if there's a problem still?
Well, my name is Kayla, but there's not any need for the bank to give us a call at this time because we cannot process a refund on a chargeback account. I
So
mean, you
you're
can
saying
have them give us a call for us to explain, but
they finalize the dispute.
correct.
Because in my records, it just says it's still pending, provisional. So,
Yes, ma'am. Just reach out
okay.
to them, see what they can do for you as far as with that charge.
Okay, thank you.
All
Bye-bye.
right. Thank you for calling customer support.